to Iraq now, one of many challenges for Iraqi security forces is expanding their presence along the country's borders with Syria, with Iran, and with four other countries. They're finding some caches of weapons and disrupting favorite smuggling routes, but serious challenges remain, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from southeastern Iraq.
Under the new U.S.-Iraqi security arrangements, border enforcement is now primarily the job of Iraqi forces, with training and support provided by American troops. It's a new approach to an effort that began 5 years ago, and the first thing a visitor to the desert near the Iranian border notices is that this time things actually seem to be working. In the fall of 2004, NPR and other media in Baghdad were invited on a border tour. The Marine colonel who led the trip was surprised and irritated to find reporters along, and it soon became clear why. The border forts we visited then were severely under-equipped and manned by depressed and frustrated Iraqi soldiers. One border guard, who didn't give his name for fear of retribution, waited until the officers were out of earshot before explaining that he and his colleagues had been dumped out in this isolated post without even the most basic tools to carry out their mission.
A border fort was blown up. How could they fight? They didn't have the weapons they needed. How can they stay there? Shouldn't they be given weapons? A police colonel goes to the front to protect the border, and he has only 5 bullets in his gun. He has to buy the gas for his truck out of his own pocket. The vehicles have no spare tires.
5 years later, border security is still a work in progress. But now the Iraqis have weapons, their own Humvees, solar-powered radios, their own aerial surveillance assets, and perhaps most important, a track record of successes to boost their morale.
When you take a look at them, they're transformed.
The conditions are still brutal. On a recent morning, the searing summer wind was inescapable as it whipped across the open desert, sanding everything with a fine brown grit. Iraqi Major General Habib Musa is here at a camp in Mezan province outside the city of Amara to preside over a display of weapons discovered in recent raids. There are machine guns, sticky IEDs, the magnetic bombs that continue to do so much damage to Iraqi soldiers and civilians across the country, one huge and nasty-looking 240-millimeter rocket, and a large number of carjacks with Iranian Farsi script on the side. The general explains that a local tip the previous day had led them to a small factory where these jacks were cleverly welded into adjustable launching rails for rocket attacks.
We found all these jacks. They look like a simple tool for raising up your car, but they are easily turned into something useful in an attack. They take two pieces of metal, as you see, and they just weld it together and add a base, and it becomes a rail to fire a rocket from.
Another helicopter ride takes us to an Iraqi fort right on the border with Iran. A lone sheep, soon to be a Ramadan meal, is startled to find his rooftop pen invaded by soldiers and journalists. From this vantage point, some 400 yards from the border, it's easy to see the dried riverbed that soldiers say has traditionally been a favorite smuggling route. Colonel Peter Newell, commander of the 1st Armored Division's 4th Brigade, says once this Iraqi team was trained and up and running, it immediately began uncovering sizable and deadly caches. Recently made bombs and weapons that he says were clearly destined for use in Baghdad or other cities. But in recent weeks, those finds have dried up, suggesting that the smugglers have shifted to another route.
What they think and what we think is that most of the guys who are reporting here have either gone to ground or have moved. The Iraqi army, Iraqi police have reduced so many of these things and detained so many guys that it's just not a popular place to smuggle right now. Yeah. Keeping it that way.
He leaves the sentence unfinished, contemplating the scope of the task ahead. As with many Iraqi bases, there are still gasoline and supply shortages, and these men are being asked to cover huge chunks of territory. Newell says they're still struggling to come to grips with the massive Arab marshes just to the south.
The border forts are still too far apart. The border enforcement brigade is still 60% capacity, under-equipped. You know, there's a huge swamp out here. Until you've flown over and seen it, you just can't appreciate the magnitude of stuff that's out there. And it's huge.
He says the Iraqis need what he calls a swamp cop unit dedicated to the marshes, which are a world unto themselves where smuggling has long been a way of life. And with a severe drought forcing marsh fishermen and farmers out of business these days, smuggling is becoming more and more attractive. That may be the next phase of Iraq's effort to gain a semblance of control over its borders. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, on the Iran-Iraq border.